Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden, and I'm working
at... An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Hello, everybody. Chuck Bonnell, Julie Hayden. This is the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show. True, straight up.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. Well, want to talk about, obviously, what's going on in Minneapolis, but this was the best quote that I've heard, and I don't know who to attribute it to, but I won't take credit because it wasn't me. I thought of this, but they're calling these whack job, but violent whack jobs, an organized gang, organized gangs of wine moms, which are...
Whiny moms.
Well, yeah, wine and whiny moms that are, you know, sort of pushing the Democrat Party.
Awful. That stands for angry white female liberals.
Oh, okay. They are. They're awful wine moms. Want to talk about that because the way I see it, it's not some weird sort of social media phase, right? I think you have sort of three anymore political philosophies, and you always have, but now more than ever. You've got your conservatives, you've got your liberals, and now you have the socialists. And the socialists are no, I mean, the mayor of New York is a socialist. We've got socialists.
Well, so is the mayor of Los Angeles. So to some degree is the mayor of Chicago. So to some degree is Denver.
Right, exactly. And so it's anymore, and it's going to be interesting and scary, frankly, actually, to watch as it plays out with the Democrat Party, because you've got a lot of infighting going on in the Democrat Party in Colorado, right, mm-hmm. which is a blue state. For years, it was kind of like they controlled things and they didn't have primaries. Now everybody is priming, and it's all of the very progressive socialists are primarying, I guess, what you would consider sort of the moderate. Yeah. The moderate people. But meanwhile, things are still interesting in the Republican Party. And I always pick on Mark Hampton when I see him in the Zoom room with Parker Conservatives and Honey Badger. So Mark, hey, so I'm gonna pick on you once more. But I wanted to ask you about this. I mean, Parker Conservatives, your meeting is like the place to be. I think February 4th, you've got Victor Marx coming up, which should be pretty interesting. And did Greg Lopez, I know he was scheduled. Was he there last time too?
Yeah, Greg came. I've known Greg for a number of years. Obviously, I've lived in Parker. You know, we moved here when he was mayor, actually before that. But yeah, he came. I gave him 40 minutes. He took the whole 40 minutes and laid out the rationale why he did what he did. And then, you know, talked about what he would do if elected. You know, not everybody agreed with what he had to say. Some did. I had one person come over and says, you know, after listening to that, I think I could vote for him.
Wow.
The problem when you get it is like platforming Nick Fuentes. It is all you're doing is hurting the Republican Party. All you're doing is hurting conservatives. That person now will not vote for the Republican person for governor. And that will benefit only one person, and that's whoever's running for Denver governor. I'm not sure I've known him for long. I love him, but I'm not going to platform. Yeah. I don't want to take votes. Assuming we'll get a lousy candidate, but you know, but I have no interest in turning over the Republican Party so we split our votes every time we go out there. I mean, we can't win anyway. So unless our goal is to get less than 10% or 12%. Become a minority party, then I think we ought to feature him.
Although, in fairness, he was scheduled well before he switched.
He was scheduled well before. You know, we've had the governor's candidate scheduled out since I think about August, September, October.
Well, you have to because there's 8 million of them, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we're coming down to the wire here on, you know, time available. You know, since we only meet monthly until. If we have an assembly,
that's going to be my next
type
question.
Of deal. But yeah, he did a good job. But I agree with you, you know, Chuck. I think we talked, you know, many shows ago. I think for the Republican, no matter who it is, the high watermark is not to lose as much as Heidi.
Yeah.
You know, that's the high watermark here. So it's not saying much.
The real Mendoza line is Dan May.
Yeah,
see if you can beat out Dan May. That's
crazy.
Yeah, but we are having Victor Marx. There's a lot of people losing their mind. He is coming on February 4th. We expect to have a couple hundred people on
Oh,
in that
he's so much
meeting.
fun. He
And
is so much fun.
we'll see. Somebody questioned, why would I give him time? And I says, he's a controversial figure, and I provide a service with Parker
Right.
Conservative.
I'd give him
And
time. I mean, he's welcome on this program. He's
yeah.
running for Republican for governor. In fact, his biggest opponent is probably Barbara
Kurt Meyer.
Kirchmeyer,
Oh
who
yeah, I would agree.
I really dislike. So if Victor Marx wants to come on this program, he's welcome anytime. That's different than
Well, let me get back to what you said
yeah.
earlier. I saw our esteemed leader, Rhino GOP chair, Britta Horn, put out another email letting us all know that, hey, here's the committees you can sign up for the assembly. They're doing training, getting preparation for the assembly. But so far, and we've, heard from people, and I think you've heard this too, there is no place to hold the actual assembly, nor is there any money to pay for it if they have it. So no actual mention of the assembly. What's your, are you hearing anything? Your thoughts on the latest here?
No, I keep hearing rumblings on another recall petition, but I listened to your show the other day. I wasn't able to be there, but there's already a petition out there, so wouldn't it be just easier just to accept that one and move on down the road? So I'm still hearing the rumblings on that.
Well, that's
I
a
was.
Rhino petition. I mean, ours is a grassroots petition. This is Natalie Tennant. And there can't be a more vicious, amoral
I don't know that I would
screamer.
say that,
I
but
would. And you don't have to,
I always have to put in disclaimers.
You can start the show saying Chuck, I'm not necessarily seduced by his co-host.
disclaimer that rolls across the
Well, you guys always crack me up.
box.
But I am hearing that. I read that document or the email that came out pretty carefully too, looking for the date, when
Right.
is it going to be? And I got all the way through it, nothing. But if I want to
Well,
sign up to do something, I can sign up to do something.
I think this is what they're going to do. This is going to be fun. They can't be able to hire any place, so they're going to go to some public park or maybe a pasture, and then they're just going to say, okay, everybody who's for Barbara Kirchmeyer, stand over there. Everybody who's for Victor Marr, stand by your various things, and then have somebody count the people. Be cheap,
That's how Iowa does it.
Exactly.
It is. That's how
Exactly.
Iowa
Isn't that
does
how they
it.
do it in Iowa? They literally do that. Well, they
I
have a
know.
and all that.
I've
Yeah.
watched it. I'm like going, they might have something there.
That literally makes it. Oh, it's kind of my take about. Well, the thing is, when she was listing
Nothing longer than any other
she
method.
was listing the committees, and again, two crucial committees I didn't see anywhere there: the credentialing committee, which determines who can vote, and then
Right.
also the
The
talent
salary committee.
committee.
She's keeping
Oh,
those
yeah.
in place.
I mean, we don't even know, is it going to be, I mean, I remember going through this with Dave Williams, is it going to be a hand count? And with Christy Burton Brown with the clickers, I mean, how you count kind of matters. And I don't think
And
that
who counts?
who counts. And I don't, I mean, there doesn't seem to be at
Well, but
least.
you could sign up for any of the committees that didn't make any difference.
Yeah.
The Make Work committees, you can sign up and
Well,
be part
I
of.
can't sign up for something if I don't know when it is. I don't
Sometimes.
know if I'm going to be here.
Sometime
Well,
in the future.
we've what's and although we're kind of laughing about it, what's scary to me about
Oh,
this
yeah.
is I have a feeling, and we've talked about this, that this is kind of, yes, she's incompetent, but that one of the reasons no one is stepping in to save her is they being the uniparty establishment types, would like the Republican Assembly to be a disaster. And that way that gives them more fuel to say, why are we even doing this, guys? Let's just pass Barb Kirkmeyer's bill and get rid of it. I mean, and
Yeah.
then Republican Party is basically gone, I
Yeah.
believe.
All popular democracy is gone in the state, which is needed. I mean, why do we need this outmoded idea of people
Vote.
actually voting? Let's get back to the old system. You can pretend you have a choice, but you don't. The kind of when you have John McCain or something versus Obama. Now there's no choice there. That's great. That's whoever wins is screwed.
But no, it'll be interesting. It's really what, I retired last week. Yeah, I
Oh,
finally retired. Well, I'm semi-retired. I want to still run my consulting business, but I'm semi-retired. I got out of the corporate world again.
well,
But
congratulations.
I'm taking a Hillsdale College on the rise and fall of the Roman Republic. It's a good class, and it's like really strange watching, because we are a republic and going, yeah, I can kind of see like right here is about where we're at. I can kind of relate, even though this happened some 2,000 years ago. We're about right there.
We go, okay, Sula. Sula. That's kind of a similar one syllable or two syllable like Trump. Sula, Trump, very similar. And actually, we're art in some ways similar. So it is interesting.
We're doomed, in other words. But
Okay, well,
nice to retire.
humanity is over.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot here and ask you a question because I know I think I saw you kind of teasing this in a social media post. What do you, I mean, you've got Honey Badger, you've got, We the People, you've got Parker Conservatives. It's not like you're not busy. What about a podcast or something? You throw any thought into that?
That's the one that came back the most. There wasn't a lot of people that chimed in, but that was the winner to do a podcast. Like I want one more thing on my plate, but I like having fun. If anybody
Well,
that knows me.
podcast is not good for that because it comes up whenever you're doing it. It's not like, I'll be 20 minutes late, although I am sometimes. Not that that slows me down,
I
but
can be
she's got to
20
be on
minutes
time,
late.
and it's kind of like, well, I can do this. No, I got the
Once,
podcast.
the guys at BBS are great.
Oh, they're the
The
best
guys at
people in the
BBS are
world. You
great.
could do one, do with BBS, but it is like an anchor a little bit, which is why we had to give up our Friday hour because. We were traveling constantly with Rev across the country in golf tournaments, and we couldn't do it, so we turned it over to another Republican who didn't pay the bills. And so there you go. And
Well,
that
there's so much going on, with Victor Marx in a race, with Scott Bottoms. I mean, we have some good people. Baisley dropped in his run, and I went to his announcement deal and
you
listened
know,
to
run for
that.
against Hickenlooper, right?
He's running for Senate. So we got Sean Pond, we got Mark Baisley, we got Janik, and then we have George Markell.
Wow.
All running for that one. So, it depends on what your flavor of conservatism is there.
Right.
I don't see any one super clear winner out of that one. So it'll be kind of interesting to see. So, it's really important that we do have an
Well, the best
assembly.
part of that.
Let me make a plug here. By the way, then this is perfect time for a promo. Janik is going to be on our show Wednesday at 3:30.
Oh,
So we'll
cool.
be talking to him.
So here's the good part about it. That kind of relieves you a little bit, takes a little of the stress out of it. None of them have a snowball's chance in hell of winning. So whoever is nominated, you need not worry yourself, and that's going to be the new candidate because none of them. Joe Hoban's in there. He'll
For
lighten up the
governor.
debates. Maybe he'll bring out a gun or something. It'll be great. I mean,
Joe was at the meeting. He was talking on something else Wednesday night. But I did talk to him. I'm gonna go have coffee with him here in another couple of weeks when our schedule settle down. But Joe is, he's an interesting candidate for governor.
Yes. Oh,
You
yeah.
know,
Yeah.
you know,
Let's spark it up.
Well, you know what's going to be interesting to see if there is an assembly with all of these candidates, because we've seen this happen before, is once the candidates, so they have a vote, nobody gets it, right? And then you start seeing sort of the alliances that start forming. And it's like playing Risk or something like that. And you've got to see who goes with who. And that's going to be. So just because I would sort of submit that just because somebody maybe you don't think has a very good chance, but depending on how many followers they have, I mean, look what Tina Peters was, how she was able to help out Dave Williams, right? I mean, it would be interesting to see how that shakes out too. Hopefully, Barb Kirkmeyer, well, I don't even think she could even be at the assembly. I don't know if she's going to the assembly
Yeah,
though.
somebody wrote the other day on our page that she's not going to show up. She'd get booed out of the room.
Yeah, she would.
Yeah.
Well, did you go to, there were a couple of, I think a couple, maybe just one, but I think a couple of gubernatorial debates this last weekend up in Weld County.
Yeah, they had one up there. Three people showed up: Kirkmeyer, Scott, and it looked like Jason Muscal was the sheriff from Teller County. It looked like those were the three. I know they uninvited Greg, rightly so. Rightly so. But I was wondering if maybe one of the other ones just didn't show up. I thought they were going to have five or six people, but
Nothing. Why would you show? I mean, that's Barbara Kirkmeyer. I mean, you're going up there with a Barb
Kirkmeyer
Kirkmeyer
over time.
machine to trash you. Why would you
Oh, yeah.
show up for women of wealth who shall start in 2011? Hey, come on up. We'll have Mandy Connell. There's a wonderful rhino
She's a big
facility.
fan of mine.
First to be, I'm like,
Yeah,
so yes.
Brian Schilling, the Dan Capitalist wannabe. I mean, oh boy, they're the quote unquote moderators. So why would you show up? They're gonna go, Barbara, we'll give you 2 hours and the rest of you 12
You
seconds.
know what? I
All
think it
right.
to be one of the. I mean, how could you even tell to who to invite? It'd be hard. It'd be so hard to keep track.
Well, they,
Because it
I'm sure
was,
they invited them all, and I'm sure
yeah.
Victor Marx will give him credit. So I'm not showing up to those, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're awful women, and the whole thing is rigged. And Steve
Well.
Reams, who used to be Superman and has turned into the Joker in some sense. No, Weld County is a awful place for Republicans these days.
Oh, I was going to say this too about Victor Marx, because I've been seeing on social media some people, and I have to admit, I have not made up my mind about him, and I haven't really done all of my homework yet
I
on that
made my
either.
mind. I love crazy. I always love crazy people. And so if you've got a genuinely crazy person, and Victor seems crazy to me, just me, but
He's crazier than Joe Altman.
no, that's what I love about it.
Governor, Lieutenant
You
Governor.
got a couple of certifiables, and nice people like Scott Bottom. So it's a real yin and the yang kind of thing.
Oh yeah, definitely.
What I was going to say though is people were kind of attacking Victor Marx for dropping out of things, but that's why I wanted to bring up though he is coming to your thing. So I think he give credit, not credit, but I mean it's hard to tell what he's dropping out of or not. Some people are saying, oh,
I would love to see it.
he's dropping out of everything, but he's not. So
He's
he's going
not.
to be a Parker
He's
conservative.
dropping out of all the things in which are rigged for the rhino's benefit,
Yeah,
for
good point.
Barbara Kirkmeyer's benefit,
Well,
because they're the only ones that really hold things, right? And they always have some kind of thing up in Weld County where I don't know what happened when the rhinos took over, but it's I would love to see a debate with Joe Altman, Victor Marx, and Barbara Kirkmeyer.
Oh man, Thunderdome. We could put them in the
No holds
Thunderdome.
barred.
Three people go in and only one comes out.
Yes. Exactly.
I know we just dragged you on the show, but any
Yeah,
final
drag
thoughts?
people
We'll
on.
let you
I
go.
saw another person on the sidewalk and decided to drag him in.
Well, the big thing is going to be coming up here on the 15th. We should have on Tracer, or real soon after that, where everybody stands for their campaign funding. I think that's going to be a big thing, because we do need some of these people, the peripheral people in the governor's race, to start dropping out, so we can focus in on whoever it is that we're going to have to focus
Well,
on.
Victor Marx raised 606,000. I'm not
Yeah.
sure much of that is a loan to himself or
He
otherwise,
claimed to have left
but it doesn't matter.
thousands.
That's real
No.
money,
Yeah, it's
and
real
it's
money.
exciting to see.
Julie, like you, I haven't made up my mind yet. Running Parker Conservatives,
Hey, you got to
I
stay a little neutral.
yeah, a little neutral, but I'll tell people, one thing I can tell everybody, I would throw more gas all over myself and light the match before I'd vote for Barbara Kirkmeyer. I
Exactly.
will tell you that.
Okay.
All
Thank you
right.
for jumping on and sharing your thoughts as always. We appreciate it.
Okay, you guys
For
take care.
sure.
Great to have you back.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. You know, that kind of leads into what I wanted to talk about in general, too, though, these sort of three political parties that were not political parties, but three ideologies. I mean, I think for a while, and it was sort of like on social media, you'd see the so, and it's sometimes it can be skew how important it is. But I think we're seeing with elections and elected officials more and more basically socialists. And it'd be interesting to see. And scary, like I said, what happens? You know, right now they're kind of siding with the Democrats, but do you think are the Democrats going to be absorbed by them? Are they going to absorb the Democrats? Or are they going to split off? Because there was this.
No, they're not going to split off.
No?
It's like the fight in 1918 between the Mensheviks and the Bolsheviks. And the Mensheviks are the more moderate ones, and that's here. And then the Bolsheviks are the more radical. So you got your Bolsheviks, and all of the people are now running against the Mensheviks, like Bennett
Well,
and
yeah,
all
we've
that.
got Weiser against Bennett.
Yeah, she's a
Okay.
Menshevik.
We've got, and I forget who it is, but in CDA, There's a very progressive Democrat, Julie Gonzalez, who's a very progressive senator in the legislature, is going to run against Hickenlooper. And Denver, they're all becoming communists anyway, so that doesn't even make any difference. But they're infighting, right? So the moderate Democrats, there's a
The
pack, I
last
guess,
few, the brave.
went to a retreat that was funded by an organization. It was in Vail, I guess, that was funded by an organization that tends to back moderate Democrat primary people.
Who
And
was the organization?
I forget. I knew this, and I knew as soon as I started talking about it, like, but what's fun is the progressive legislators have filed ethics complaints against those people. So the Democrats have filed ethics. They're investigating themselves now, and there is all this infighting there.
Even with all that's happening here in Colorado, I have a good gut
This is from
feeling
Johnny
that
Johnson.
we'll have a Republican governor. Johnny, have you ever heard of Polymark? It allows you to bet on political candidates, and you put $1,000 down, and you could win a half million. So, I mean, if you got that gut, I tell you to
Your favorite bet.
go on Polymark and get that bet down.
This though, when you were saying you don't think that they'll be absorbed, there's and again, polls are what polls are. But a new Gallup poll came out and said they surveyed some 13,000 people. 27% said they were Republican, 27% said they were Democrat, and 45%, which is a little bit higher than it was a few years ago, said they're independent. There is this giant push, which I absolutely am horrified by, to go to jungle primaries and things. But I mean, kind
Well,
of. Why not
why
just be
not go in
independent?
Colorado? The whole impetus, the reason why you want to be a Republican, is so you can vote in the Republican primary, but that doesn't matter. And therefore they drive everybody they're
They're
not more
affiliated.
independent people, because I've been out for the last couple of elections, Glendale, Westminster. There are no independents. There are apathetic people who really don't care one way or the other, and they're independent. But anybody who's, kind of actually cares. They may call them, Ash Epp calls herself an independent, but nothing about her is
She's not going to probably vote
vote for the
for
Democrats.
Mike Phil
So
Weiser.
none of
Well,
these
the other
people
thing.
are going to vote. They are committed. And of those, there tends to be the breakdown, at least in Colorado, which is a similar thing, to be more overwhelmingly, not overwhelming, but more clearly Democrat than Republican.
Well, and I found it interesting. This was a survey, so it wasn't just looking at data. The other thing I think that skews the independence is all the, like in Colorado, the motor voter. When you go to the Department of Motor Vehicles, if you walk in the door, you're registered to vote, and you're registered to vote
Do you care about the
unaffiliated.
party? No, no,
You don't
good.
even you're not a citizen. You don't even know that you were registered, right? It's
Aren't
kind
you technically a human?
of
Or
like,
part of the human species? It's not necessary, just we need
I do
to
think it is
mark it
alarming,
down.
though. I think that the clearly, and tell me what you think, this socialist push is clearly growing. I mean, you've got the housing director, we talked about this on the other show, for New York City, saying that individuals owning property is it's an old-fashioned idea that we need to get rid of. It's all going to be communal. I mean, and she's not joking, right? And
No.
she's the, I mean, some people are fleeing New York City.
Good
I don't
idea.
see it going away, particularly you see the younger people coming up now. I don't know. What do you think?
No, I mean, so you got two different groups, and the sexes really are delving off, but
Yeah.
young males, hate the system, particularly young white males, but I think it applies to all of them. And they hate the system. They can't get a job. If they're the best qualified for a job, they won't get it. And yet the other side, the women, and they love the present system. They love DEI. They think it's just great because they get to promote themselves, whether they're qualified or not. So you have those two groups just going, will eventually go after each other. And then you have right now in Colorado, one of the reasons why the Democrats are so dominant in Colorado is because there's so many government jobs in Colorado. We have an enormous number of federal jobs here in the Colorado, maybe a few less after Donald Trump gets through with NOAA and NCAR and a few others. But then you got all of the state and local ones, which are a lot, and then you have the NGOs,
Yeah.
and they're really government organizations. They're just paid for by them, and so we lost Space Force.
Well, here's the
And
thing.
so all of these people, Vote Democrat. You know, if you're an NGO or if you're a government employee, that's why Denver is so overwhelmingly Democrat, because they're not going to ever, never, ever vote for a Republican. They're just not.
Well,
And they don't care. They feel immune to the vagrancies.
Denver's destroyed itself, you
Oh,
know? So they don't care.
downtown's worth nothing now.
You'd think, you're right. You've got downtown office buildings selling office towers. Like I said,
$2.
I was telling my family this. We're visiting in Florida, where the housing market is really bad. The real estate market is not that good at all. And I was talking about the downtown selling for 1.2 million. And my brother's like, well, that's what a condo would go here. And I'm like, no, Johnny, we're not talking about a condo. We're talking about the entire 17 stories are selling for 1.2 million. And yet no one cares.
No.
Right, no one cares. Nobody in the Denver Post does a story saying, what happened here?
Yeah. What's going to go to the tax base for this thing?
restaurants are going. And so you're right, they are immune. And here's the thing that annoys me more than anything as these socialists take powers. We're paying for them, right? They're
Of course
off.
you are. That's it. It's
Well,
spending other people's
people's
money.
money. It's all, but you can't do that. You're going to tip that thing over.
That's all right. It's other people's savings.
Yeah, it's like, all of these groups are funded, all of the ICE protest people, all of these the organized gangs of wine and whiny moms are all being paid for with our tax dollars going to NGOs. And
Well,
I
not all of it. You've got Shanghai billionaires that are in
well,
the
they yeah.
cahoots with the Chinese Communist Party
They fund
support the
some too.
rest.
So it's like, hopefully Trump will continue this cutting the funding, because it's like we're funding the very people whose goal
Or slitting your throat.
is
Well, what did Lenin say? They'll sell us the rope to hang themselves.
Yeah,
And we are. You know,
that's
that's what
right.
that we are.
That's right. Yeah, Jacob noted Space Force. And then it's, yeah, billionaires are ramping up their California exits on threats of the wealth tax.
And
Oh,
they
yeah.
haven't here any. They used to
No.
come here, but no longer. They go if they don't want to go to Texas or Florida, they're actually heading to Idaho of all places.
So this is from Leo. So the 19th Amendment says women can vote, but is there anything that says women can run for office? No offense, Julie. Well, that's it. That Nick Fuentes is like, he's like, women shouldn't be able to vote. I'm like, thank you, Nick. You're there. But it's going to be, as this plays out, like I said, it's funny, as the 2026 Colorado legislative session starts, which is just going to be a disaster. I mean, there's like, what, two Republicans,
Well, it
Brandi Bradley
doesn't.
and Scott Bottoms, and
Well, they're too
a few
conservative.
graph, yeah.
Yeah, there's a handful. And that was I had this interesting discussion with the former chair of the Republican Party. And he told the conservatives, quit fighting the moderates' fight. You guys do all the work, everything else, while your moderate Republican rhinos do nothing, and you get killed. Don't quit fighting. All you're doing is doing the work for the lazy. And then, oh, when they go back home to their district, oh, yeah, we did a great job fighting. Except they didn't do any of the fighting.
Oh, let him get. Well, I mean, but the thing is, it'll be interesting to see once again how bad it gets, because you do have the Democrat factions, right? The socialists, and then the more, I guess you would call them moderate, regular Democrats, are obviously cannibalizing, are eating them, right? They're fighting viciously amongst themselves. And Jared Polis is running for, probably, I'm going to go with governor. I mean, that's why he's talking about Tina Peters. Oh, who has a hearing tomorrow, by the
Sure,
way.
what do you mean his
A
hearing?
president, or vice president.
And
And so he doesn't want to do anything to annoy too many people around the country. I don't think he cares
certainly,
about
yeah.
Colorado. But I have a feeling this is going to be a really bad legislative session. I don't think.
Couldn't be any worse than the last one. Of course it could.
Well,
Oh,
could
it
be.
could.
Yeah. Are you kidding? Look at the stuff they passed. You would have thought, how could they pass that? I mean, fortunately, Supreme Court is weighing in. But now we've got people saying, we don't care what the Supreme Court says. We're just going to,
No, it's too late.
and Phil Weiser, he, it's kind of fun. He and Michael Bennett, though, are snipping at each other
Well,
in the
good.
gubernatorial debates. But it won't make any difference. Whichever one gets it, as you said, is going to have all of the stuff. On Wednesday, we aren't talking about the ICE stuff, because we're going to have Mark Poff on Wednesday to kind of break that down. But you wanted to talk about Iran. Like you said, like, it's starting to get a little bit of coverage, because Trump is talking about it, and all the reporters are going, Iran.
Iran.
I've heard of that country. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's extraordinary that maybe the most consequential popular uprising in the last 2 decades is going on.
Didn't we just have an uprising, though, like in 2022?
22.
Is this bigger? Is this bigger than the? Okay.
This is the biggest one since 2009 when they rigged the
Oh, the
election. They did
green.
a Florida a Florida job on the moderate back when they thought that, the Khomeini and all that managed to con people thinking that the president of Iran mattered. But when all of a sudden,
Thomas says since the 1978 uprising.
yeah, 78, I think. So it is one of which will be incredibly consequential. In Iran, the mullahs are in really tough position. One, they can do their usual, and their usual is they make a deal with the West, and that's what Obama did.
$100 million then, huh?
Yeah, that's what Obama did, and that's what Biden did. And they said, okay, we won't build our bomb. Promise, promise. It's just for and the oh good. And I tell you what,
Lift all the sanctions.
and they have a moderate president, like that matters, and a few of those. And Americans are like, okay, never mind. But I don't think that's going to work this time. I think Israel thinks that this is the one. They've even announced. Now, Israel almost never announced. Mossad's going to be on the ground. When does the Israeli say, oh yeah, Mossad's going to be helping you? And so they're really a really tough place. Whoever's the guest speaker says the Iranian
It's
dollar.
Thomas.
That's Thomas. Well, that's the rial is the Iranian dollar. And you're right, Thomas. It's just totally tanking. And what's really strange, you can go on YouTube and watch it, but they did all these water projects. They dammed up all the water, and then they built all these farms and stuff. And it has caused Iran to be literally, not Iran, Tehran, to be out of water. And so they're thinking about moving the capital down to the coast, but it doesn't really matter. They cannot bring back the economy, at least not in the short term. And they want to get rid of the sanctions, so maybe they can convince.
Well, so who take? I mean, what the Khomeini, however you say his name, he's like what 86 and on his way out, obviously.
Who?
But the guy, the leader of Iran,
Khomeini.
yeah. And but who then? I mean, so you
They
see,
got another guy who looks incredibly ancient with a turban, and he gets up
would he
there,
be any
and
different?
he's no, and he has to start with a K. Everybody has to go,
Yeah,
Khomeini,
KKH, yeah.
Khomeini, and this will be Khemeini. Khemeini will take over.
Well, and then you read the people in the streets, and I was reading an article today that was talking about, now maybe this is a conspiracy theory, but says if they think it's being manufactured, they want to bring back essentially the former Shah, well, his
No, it's not
son, grandson.
manufactured. No, it's a son.
Right.
He's
Well,
going to
no,
go.
this article was saying that some of that is being hyped to make it seem like that everybody wants that and not everybody wants that.
Well, of course they don't. But if you're in the, I forget it, the last name of the family, the Palacios or something. Yeah, no. There's two CTV, TOUSI, TV, and it is an incredible source of information. They've got all these people on Starlink, and they're covering everything, but they're pro the pro monarchers, the pro the
Okay.
Shah's son and stuff. So when you're listening to it, you got to realize you're not getting
Yeah, you're not.
exactly
It's kind of like MSNBC or in Fox. Yeah.
but it's really a ton of information, and so they are. I don't think they can. What happens usually at this case is that then they. Because the mullahs are facing just an extinction of their religious state, and so they're, themselves and the religion, and so they will kill huge numbers of people, and through the
Well, they
Trump
have already
era.
some 500. Although, I am always so skeptical of that, right? No matter what side you're on, it's not like everyone's going one, two. Do you know what I mean? I think some of
Yeah.
that. Yeah, exactly. And back to Jacobus and his back to a problem. Data shows people are actively avoiding moving to Denver.
Well,
Well,
what
and
happened to him?
the same data shows people are actively moving out of Denver. Actually, the wealthier and more established people are leaving. And then Jared Polis had a statement today saying, oh, it's not true, it's not true. It's like, it is true. And it's been true for a while. For the only thing that was saving them was a massive influx of
California.
illegal, well,
Well,
no,
yeah.
illegal aliens, right?
Oh,
They,
right.
when they were, they, what did they call those?
Illegal California.
For, no, they call them foreign something or others, right? Visit, what do they call them?
Newcomers.
Visitors, newcomers. Yeah, foreign newcomers. And now that that's stopped, it's become clear. I mean, it might be, there was discussion, CDA might go away altogether, right?
Yeah.
If they don't give, once they do the new census. But I think that is a problem for Denver. But again, they have such a stranglehold, they don't care. And then Jacobs, I sent this to me. Okay, somebody has something on the 2020 vote. I bet being that it is a primary year, the DOJ will wait for the primaries to happen and then indict the Dems who were running a guy guilty of either voter fraud, remember Dominion was bought by the Republican leaning company, or childcare fraud, campaign with the cloud of their head. Although, I don't know, you got to wonder if in Minneapolis or in Minnesota, Waltz would get. I mean, you just look at what they keep electing in Denver, right? You look at what they keep electing in Colorado for governor. So
The
I
one thing you
mean,
can guarantee is nothing's going to be done. Nothing will be done.
well, you do see those here, and Charlene has talked about this, and she has a point. You do see all these charts, like all the number of people that Biden had arrested, right? Trump supporters and people like that.
Earthquake.
That Biden had arrested, and then I'm not kidding, Chuck, you can't do that. And then all the people who were arrested under Trump, and it's like zero.
Zero, yeah.
So you never know. Well, anything else you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, we got plenty of time. Let's talk about what should we talk about? Let's talk about where the Republican Party in general is going, and if you think that JD Vance should be the next vice president. Nick Fuentes was saying, JD Vance is just someone with a stalking horse for the globalist. He's been in India, and there are lots of pictures of his family in India, which are a little strange. Because everyone but him were dressed in an Indian,
Well, his wife
traditional
is
garb.
Indian, right?
Yeah, and the kids
Well,
too. And
okay.
they are spending
That'd
all
be
that.
like, you going to Florida with me. It's like you're visiting your
Well,
family.
they don't view themselves as Western, they view themselves as Indian.
Well, right. And people in Florida don't view themselves as Coloradan. They view themselves
You're
as
such a
Florida.
difference.
I mean, it's just
You're
like,
such a
because
difference.
I hate Nick Fuentes. It's like,
Of
I don't
course
even
you
know
hate
why
Nick,
I
because that's
host this
because
show, because
really.
we talk
Deep
about
down,
him.
you scratch drooling the final liberal hiding down beneath her.
Wait, we got Sherry. We're going to interrupt you talking about Nick Fuentes.
Hey.
Saved by Sherry. Hey, Sherry, online while we're also talking about Colorado and the Venezuelan gangs. Go ahead.
Well, what I wanted to talk about, like when you mentioned the daycare, Jacob, I think, mentioned the daycare. So it seems like that in Minnesota, it's going to shake up. I mean, the one guy is not running, the governor guy isn't going to run. Yeah, and so it seems like the fraud is actually starting to show and have an effect. And so I'm just wondering with Colorado, because I know you saw, I'm sure you saw the Venezuela's, the former intelligence chief,
Yes,
Hugo Caravaggio, how
Yes.
he released this list of names of senators who were allegedly receiving kickbacks tied to the Maduro government, the drug trafficking network. Well, we had those gangs, the Venezuelan gangs, here in Colorado. And guess whose senators are on his list? And of course, it is Senator Bennett and Senator Hickenlooper. And so I wonder if that isn't going to affect the election if it starts coming out, if you start seeing that. Were they getting kickbacks, and were the Venezuelan gang people here, who's getting money for that? So I just think that
One can hope, right? I mean, I think they just have such a stranglehold on the election system that becomes a problem. I mean,
stranglehold on the news channels, stranglehold on the Denver
if
polls.
you had a if you had a voting system in Colorado where you had to be a legitimate citizen, register to vote,
Count down on election
you
day.
know, had to vote on election day with a paper ballot,
Maybe you could
you
win.
know, yeah, I just And I, so I don't really, I'm not saying I disagree with you, but I think it's in Colorado, you're facing, when you, given the corruption of the election system we have, you're such an uphill battle anyway. And you know what I
Do
mean?
you think if it were, hypothetically, actually an honest, fair election, and some of the people like you guys are talking about are running, do you think that they would win?
No.
I think it would be a lot
I
closer.
mean, I've seen polls and I was shocked. I always thought that the mail-in balloting and everything else was so corrupt that was really the difference. But as a practical matter, as the suburbs have turned Democrat, the Republicans would do much better and it'd be closer. But the switchover, in part because of abortion, Colorado is a blue state. I mean, it's not. It's not just, I think in 2016, in some of the earlier times before they'd switched over everything, the mail-in ballots made all the difference. Now, I think they've crooked the system so much that they wouldn't win. But at least it'd be closer, and maybe after an election or two when Republicans, because, without Republicans have any chance, how do you raise any money? I mean, assuming that you're somebody who wants to invest, nobody wants to invest in somebody who's going to get 24% of the vote. So
Oh, and
it's just.
this is kind of funny sharing to me. So Leo is saying, and I have a meme we'll show. Marco Rubio won't run for president since he'll already be president of Venezuela, Cuba, Greenland, and some kind of head football coach too. That's I just added that. Well, sure. Hey, listen, thank you for your call.
Thanks.
I don't mean to be depressing, but I do think, like Chuck has said, I think Colorado has turned blue. But I think, as if anything, it kind of depends on the candidate.
I think if we take Nick Fuentes' suggestion
And don't let women vote.
and don't let women to vote, then we have a chance. Then we have a chance.
What else?
Well, let's see. I want to go back to who is going to be the Republican 2028 person. So if it's not,
Yeah, Marco Rubio. That's so funny. Yeah.
how can Google?
Report. It was a joke. It was talking about, what something like, 100,000 jobs were created, last year, which is good news. The only thing is Marco Rubio held 88,000 of them, which is kind of funny. I think it's gonna be JD Vance. I think the Rhino Uniparty establishment crowd is going to push Ron DeSantis. I think all of those people are just waiting in the wings for Trump to be gone.
But do you think you know what what J.D. Vance really believes?
I think he's somewhere between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. I mean, that's to me, there's not going to be another Donald Trump, right? I
You
mean,
can't, the system can only take so many Donald Trumps. Once 100 years or something, you get a massive disruptor. I mean, I think Andrew Jackson was that. I think Franklin Roosevelt or Teddy Roosevelt, either one of them were big disruptors. But you can't have disruptor after disruptor after disruptor. So no, it's got to be somebody. But I like J.D. Vance.
yeah.
I've seen him debate. I've seen him everything else. But I don't believe for 1 second I have any idea what he really
Well, he's a
believes.
politician. You
Well, he
know, I
wasn't,
guess.
but I think he's in the back pocket of Peter Thiel, and I don't know what Peter Thiel thinks. I mean, I think of all the candidates I know, I'm for J.D. Vance. But it's kind of. Kind of one of those things you wonder who else is there in the Republican
Well, that's
Party?
why I hope that Trump can continue doing some of the things he's doing and dismantle, to a certain extent, some of these NGOs and some of the deep state things and get us out of agreements. Did you see he was closing like all of these weird UN off, not UN off, but all of these?
66.
Yeah, I mean, so if we can do that, then I mean he can do enough disruption that kind of becomes, to a certain extent, a new status quo, and JD Vance just goes from there. I think it's, I wish, but it's just unrealistic to think that JD Vance is going to continue down the Donald Trump road.
Well, is he going to go down the Lindsey Graham road? Is he going to go
No.
down the.
Can I just say something?
Yeah, jump in. Hey,
All
Jacob.
right. Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay. So, what happens is, let's see what people see on their paychecks this week. I think it's the second week, it's payroll week, and see if they actually get more money on their paychecks. The second thing is, the Trump's supposedly going to give everybody a $2,000 stimulus check somewhere in the year. And we'll see what happens. Once he starts cutting all those checks, people's minds might change. But I still think that these indictments are going to come right after the primary season, right in the middle of the campaign season, and then they got to answer for everything.
Be right that they're timing it. I mean, because I know I saw that what they've impaneled the grand jury in Florida to look into the Crossfire Hurricane Mar-a-Lago raid, apparently. Yeah, and the whole Comey, FBI former director stuff is going on. You're right. I mean, and Tim Walz announcing he wasn't going to run again. He's probably wishing he hadn't done that now.
Yeah, sure.
We'll have to see what happens there. But yeah, I think you could be right. We'll see. It could be an interesting 2026.
What do you like for?
Tim Walz might be indicted in the next couple of weeks. We don't know that.
Exactly.
Well,
No.
who do you
All
like
right.
for 2028, Jacob?
I think we might have lost him. Well, anyway, and that's okay, because I think
What
we can.
happened?
Oh, there you go. Who would you like to see run for president in 2028?
I'll let the Republican establishment, I mean, the Republican Party decide, you know. You never know. Last man standing, who knows?
Good point. All right. Jacob, hey, thank you.
Thanks, Jacob.
Thank you. Okay, that will wrap it up for us. We've got, like I said, on Wednesday, Mark Poff, who has a lot of great thoughts and can kind of help break down this whole ICE thing. Just number one, from a law enforcement point of view, but also sort of the broader issues there too. And then Janik Joshi. And also, I would say, if anyone knows Mark Basley, he's welcome to come on the show too. He
Mark,
announced.
Vicky Marks is.
Right.
Lopez is not, as much as I love him. He'll just take votes away from whatever pathetic Democrat, Republican there is.
But anyway, that will do it for us today. Thank
all right,
you.
Thank you.
Thank you to Mark Hampton, great guys at BBS, and we'll see you all on Wednesday.
Bye-bye.